Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Big moves.
Oh, Marty, you were a career backup. You're going after a Stanley Cup winner. Way to go, Byron.
Unbelievable start to what we believe is, in fact, the birthday of Martin Biron.
It must be a new moon. That's probably why we started the show like that. Thank you very much, Duffer.
Happy birthday, buddy.
And we're in studio for this today. What a special occasion. This is unexpected. This is two things, people. I'm getting older, so things don't compute as quickly as usually. Mm-hmm. So I walk into the studio today with Duffer, and I'm like, listen, I know I'm getting old, but I've got these bruises on my arm. I don't even know what happened. You guys can sit on TV right now on MSG. Like, I don't even know what happened. I must be getting old. But I think I was cutting the grass yesterday, and I go full out. I keep hitting the back of the seat, the engine, or whatever. So I think maybe I bruised my arm that way. I don't even know what happened. I've got a bad knee now, which I put long pants on so you guys wouldn't see my wrapped up knee. So I'm struggling. But the worst part of it is at about 7 a.m. this morning, I woke up because my phone was beeping. And I see my daughters texting me. Mm-hmm. I see my parents texting me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the emergency? Like, I start to freak out thinking something is wrong. And then I just realize, it's my birthday, idiot. Like, that's why they're texting you, because it is your birthday. And so, yes, I'm getting old. I was freaking out that there was an emergency, but there was not.
Well, you'll be happy to know that my youngest daughter can take a little bit of credit for this, us being here in studio. We were out for breakfast this morning, and I mentioned your birthday, and she said, well, what are you doing for him? And like, and it just, the way she was saying it was like, well, this is obvious. I need to be with you. Immediate text to producer Jeff. Can we all get together for this occasion? And you're celebrating your Danny B birthday.
My Danny B. He texted me this morning.
Your Danny B.
Yeah,
your 48.
My Danny Briere birthday, 48.
I thought the worst part of the day was going to be talking about the Nashville Predators as our team of the day, but you're setting the bar very low with how life is going right now.
Life is actually great. I'll tell you this. Like, my first thought when I woke up this morning was, I got to go water the grass. Like, again, like, this is, I'm like that progressive commercial, which you're becoming your father, right? Like, becoming your parents. Like, my dad on his birthday, it was never, like, I don't want anything. Like, I'm going to work. I'm coming back home. Let's get together. Let's sit down and watch TV. Like, that's what it was. But he was like, if there was something to be done at the house, that was number one on his list. And for me, it was the same thing. Number one, I thought it was an emergency. Number two, I'm like, oh, you know what? I didn't finish watering the grass yesterday. I'm going to go out there and water the grass. And number three, everybody was still sleeping. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, it's just me and the dogs, and it was totally fine.
Did you hose down the driveway?
No, I did not hose down the driveway. I have one of those backpack leaf blower that I like get going, and it's good. So, yeah, I don't have to hose it. But that was a very common thing, hosing down your driveway.
3.5 or 4 inches for the lawn these days?
I did 3.5 yesterday. I know my lawn guy told me it shouldn't be lower than 4 at this time. I'm like, listen, I'm going to water it, and it's going to be looking good. But I got to take care of it. But so that's basically what it is. Like, even the kids ask me, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I don't know. Like, let's throw some hot dogs and burgers on the grill and just chill. Like, that's really what it is, right? And for me, every year, my birthday was, school is going to start in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was never like a case for celebration so much, because I was like, oh, man, like, our summer's over, right? It was Erie County Fair is going on. Like, it's fun to go to Erie County Fair, but you know that when the fair ends, which is it ends this weekend, it's like summer is almost over. Mm-hmm. That was always the case for my birthday being mid-August like that.
Is there anything left on your summer to-do list?
Yes. Well, it's kind of like the summer spring to-do list. I do want to extend, again, I'm becoming my parents, but I do want to extend the fencing area for my chickens be roaming around a little bit more, because they've absolutely completely devoured and destroyed anything that is green in that area. But
is the coop still running well?
It is so nice.
One of your better projects over the years.
Yes. And when I walked outside today, the rooster sang me happy birthday, which was great. So we were doing good.
It waited until 7 a.m.?
Until I went out there to sing it. Yes.
What happened to the crack of dawn?
My rooster doesn't do that. It waits for people to get out. Like if nobody goes out in the driveway until 9 o'clock, it won't make a peep until somebody gets out, and then he's like, okay, I got to let everybody know I am here.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
The neighbors hear
the rooster, because I've had a couple of comments like, hey, that rooster gets going at any time of day, right? I'm like, yeah, it's not so much the morning or night. It's like any time of day.
Did you like my Black Friday attire for you today?
I kind of really dig the whole thing. And I just ordered a black hoodie.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not a zip up though, but here's a zip up. And the Saber Hood hat, the black hat, it stands out so much. So it's really good.
Well, especially so when you have a white beard, which is definitely the trend these days. But
by the way,
yes,
so the Sabres put a post on X, happy birthday, right? I looked at, I had some long hair at one point, and there was a lot of white like coming out to the side. I'm like, it was a black and red day that day when they took that picture, but I was black, red, and white with the way that the sideburns were coming in.
There have been some big hair moments for you in the last couple of seasons.
Yes,
we saw again
the life of a showboy.
Life of a showboy earlier this week, and the likelihood, perhaps, of you and T Swift collaborating and using your Bald for Bucks likeness, if you will.
I was going to reach out and see if we should do a collaboration, but I did mention, man, this hair. I actually think
was it so green? I think that's the big question.
Because
like, can it go gold? Like, or was that not really possible?
So my barber, Andy, he had a can of paint. So he did the blue first, and then he went to do the top, and the yellow didn't come out really yellow. It was more like of a flashy green, but then mixed up with the blue a little bit, it got a little greener. But it just stood out, right? Like, I wanted the yellow, like my tie, to stand out like blue and gold, but it was green. But it actually stood out so well that I was like, I'm good with it.
No pun intended, but this has to be a career highlight.
It was, yeah. And like,
Because I wished, of all the nights, like, to be walking into the arena with you, I would have loved to have been doing that night, because I was elsewhere, and anyone, ushers, security, any sort of arena staff that was present was, have you seen Marty yet? Have you seen Marty? And like, I had an idea of what was going to be going on.
Yeah, because we had talked about it. Like, I'm going to come in with a mohawk. But it was, so a couple of things that really, I don't get embarrassed, like, ever. Like, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever. Right. I don't get embarrassed. Mm-hmm. But I did pull into a Tim Hortons drive-thru on the way to the game with that look. And that poor girl at the window looked at me like, I've got a suit on, shirt and tie, and I got the mohawk going. And she's looking at me like, what is happening?
Did she
here?
Know you?
No.
Like, you don't think she recognized you?
No. It was like, she looked at me like she was about to press that panic button underneath the counter. Like, we have somebody here. We
have to
be.
The situation.
And then, and you know, when we walk into the arena, you got to go through the security entrance.
Yeah.
And at the time where we get there, the employees all get there. So there's a line. And I'm waiting in line at the security entrance. And everybody's doing the double take. Like, everybody minds their own business. But then everybody started looking back like, what is going on over there? Who's that guy? And then they realized it was me. I was not embarrassed, but I was a little bit more shy. Let's just put it that way.
There's actually four Sabres. One is not yet a Sabre. Do you remember? We interviewed him a couple of years ago at development camp. And he shares a birthday with you.
Yes.
Florida born. Third year college. UConn. Famous French hockey name.
Oh, Jake Richard.
Yes.
Yes.
He's 21 today.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So Jake Richard's 21. And
James Black.
James Black, who only played
two
games
with the Sabres. And Mike Funk, who when we think back to the 06-07, well, 05-06, 06-07, 07-08, like that window of time, obviously there was the severe run of injuries in 06 in the playoffs. Funk could have stood to have been there right at that moment. He might have.
With Doug Janik, Nathan Page, exactly. And Jeff Gilson, yes.
But Mike got in 9 NHL games over the 06-07 and 07-08 seasons. He's only 39 today, but had such limited pro games due to concussions, repeated concussions in his career. So days like this, we joke about all your bruises right off the top of the show and everything else, but just hope that, because you've lived it, you've seen it, you've seen so many come close to living their dreams. Some have lived it for over 1,000 games. It is hard to get there and stay there, and just hope that that Mike's having a great day on his 39th. And man, it's a lot of perspective at moments. As much as we obviously try to keep all this light, but we're trying to, you know, kind of re-engage some of the past names in franchise history when we do
and
these
some of
summertime
the younger guys
and the summertime birthdays.
I mean, this has been a obviously a tough stretch, right, of 14 years, but you're looking at, there has been some really great people that have been part of this organization that we still need to talk about. Yes, there hasn't been a lot of success on the ice, but that doesn't mean that they're not great people, and we got to remember them. It's a lot easier to celebrate, oh, that year, right? 05, 06, 06, 07, all these names, everybody remembers them.
Yep.
Why? Because, yeah, there was some success, and you had a feeling that you had the posters in your room, and you were following, and you followed those guys for years. Even when they left, you kept following them because you had that feeling. But there's many other ones that have had a great impact and were great people, and we still have to talk about them. But you do mention Mike Funk and a concussion, right, in 07, 08, 08, 09. I think there was 4 concussions in a 14-month span. Like, but what happened a couple years later changed the way we viewed concussion with Sidney Crosby. And Sidney Crosby got a concussion, Winter Classic, got hit, kind of, you know, an accident, whatnot.
Yeah, not the Classic, the later one.
The later one. It was Pittsburgh, Washington. In the rain, kind of.
Terrible conditions.
Terrible conditions. You know, did not see getting, you know, get hit in the head. No pucks around. It was just a weird contact. Then he got bumped, I think, by Victor Hedman a few weeks later. He came back in a little bump, and it still didn't feel right to him and missed a long time. I mean, we did go through a period where Patty LaFontaine and Paul Kariya was knocked out on the ice.
Right.
He wasn't breathing, and all of a sudden the fog appeared in his visor. He started breathing again. And
Eric Lindros had preceded that. You know, and we went through the whole era of the no stanchion glass, you know, which then had to be removed.
They were so
hard. And it's just, it's crazy when you think of...
But it's changed after a top guy.
You hope that it's changed, and you hope that it's minimized, but... But what also has changed so dramatically is the speed of the game since the Lindros era of concussions, right? So now seemingly innocent plays are high-velocity plays. Mm-hmm. And the danger factor, whether you've been concussed or not, is there every single shift.
Well, I'm watching Hard Knocks the other night, and one of my girls is like, does this guy have concussion issue or something? Because they're all wearing those covered on their helmets in practice. And some of them wear them in games, right? And I'm like, no, that's something they do for protection. Like, they take a lot of hits in practice, and you have to minimize the impact. And look, 10 years ago, nobody wore them. It takes somebody to say, I'm wearing it. And then it's like, oh, it's accepted. Like Eric Lindros, he was big and tough. And I remember, I think he was with the Rangers, and that's after multiple concussion. And he cut across the middle, and he got hit hard. And the Rangers went to him, and they said, listen, every time you cut across the middle, it's a $1,000 fine. Like, we don't need you to get hit. And Eric Lindros pulled up a checkbook and wrote $20,000. And he goes, those are for the next 20 times I'm going to do it. Like, he didn't care.
Wow.
So it's like, okay, but it takes one big name to say, look, we got to stop here, and I need to take care of myself, and everybody should be taking care of themselves. for things to change. And I feel like Sidney Crosby, as much of an impact he's had in the National Hockey League and the way that he works and winning the three cups and all of that and the Olympics, the Golden Gold, the Four Nations, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that his long-term impact with concussions and what he did to step away from the game for that long is probably one that's going to be most valuable to a lot of people.
Well, and obviously the Lindros concussions were not limited just to Eric. Obviously, Brett was, you know.
New York Islanders high pick, right?
Yeah, and then very high. Yeah.
Very high.
So it's tough. But, you know, again, I think you're right with Crosby in the sense of, I mean, he's an inspirational player for a million reasons, right? But the fact that he was able to be patient and now just kind of is a little bit of a beacon of hope for anybody that goes through really, really significant injuries. But
the training, right, is a big part of Sidney Crosby's training.
Well, he's legendary, right? Yeah.
I remember Mark Kelso used to go around and talk to the Little Loop football teams around, and he came to talk to our East Aurora group, and they're just little. My kid was probably, Jacob was probably like 10, 11, maybe 12. Like, and he's talking about, listen, you guys are playing tackle football. You're young. The most important thing you can do to help with tackling and is strengthening your neck, right? And it was something I never thought about. Well, you watch Sidney Crosby. Look at his neck and his shoulders. Oh. Like, he did a lot of that so that it would help with the impact, absorption of the impact and all of that. But I remember Mark Kelso telling us and telling the kids, like, let's work on strengthening our necks as youngsters. And now I watch, like, I'm a big Formula One guy, and those drivers, they all do neck exercise because of the G-forces and being able to sustain that. So, you know, players that have a big platform can definitely impact that.
Do you know others in the game that you share a birthday with?
Not really. It's not a sharing a birthday on August the 15th, but the biggest celebrity impact that I remember growing up that we always talked about when I was a kid is that I was born on the 15th, and the very next day, like tomorrow, 48 years ago tomorrow, Elvis Presley died.
Oh, wow.
So the very next day, my parents were in the hospital, and they got their little radio, and they're listening to the news, and they says, they got, you know, we're interrupting this program to let you know that the king, Elvis Presley, has died on this August 16th, 1977. So it was like the very next day. And I remember thinking, I will always remember that Elvis Presley has died so many years ago, the day after I was born.
Well, you know, there are many, as I look at hockey birthdays on this day, that that you are surrounded by and sharing this momentous day. But the one that jumps off the page might not be the one that jumps off the page for everybody, but the incredibly brave and courageous Oscar Lindblom, who battled cancer and, you know, carved out a good NHL career. Obviously, it was enormous odds to just try to beat it and come back, which he did. But I mean, Greg Adams played over 1,000 games, and
Carolina, Greg Adams,
Vancouver. Yeah, you might have a wrong. He didn't play Carolina.
He didn't play Carolina.
Dallas, Vancouver? Florida, New Jersey, Phoenix, but Vancouver.
Oh,
Vancouver was the big
Florida,
one.
That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Craig McTavish, almost 1,100 games. Brendan Morrison. Did you play at any point on any team with Brendan Morrison?
No, I did not. No. I played against him a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe
because Vancouver, New Jersey, right, for him, right?
Yes. And I think, I don't know if he played in Syracuse in the American League because he was a Vancouver guy, but, or maybe that was before him. But I played against Brendan Morrison. Did not play against Mac T.
and one of our favorites.
Ooh.
Shared Flyer alum. Jake Voracek.
Jake Voracek. Oh,
we have that press
conference.
We have that press conference.
Little weasel, Jake Voracek. Yeah, I. You know what? I should have remembered Jake Voracek because I think I've remembered like seeing like, you know, the Flyers or the Flyers alumni will tweet something saying Flyers alumni born on this day, and then I'm always like with Jake Voracek in those posts, so that's pretty cool. But
look it up when he roasts the local reporter and Travis Konecny off to the side and tries to do his level best.
So
I'm not spitting out his water.
I'm not often embarrassed, but if I had been in Travis Konecny's shoes that day, I would have turned bright white because it was on Zoom. It was COVID year.
Yeah.
And the reporter kept asking, and Voracek started answering the question. I'm not even going to answer.
You're a weasel.
You're such a weasel. You're such a little weasel. I wasn't even going to answer that question, you weasel. He kept calling him a weasel. That was awesome.
With some expletives added in there. It's Marty's birthday. It's his Danny B birthday. And we will greatly appreciate all the comments at Sabres Live that we can filter in through the course of the show. We may or may not have a special guest. That is still to come here on Sabres Live. We do know this. The team that got off to the worst start last year in the NHL, the Nashville Predators.
Yes.
Never could get it right. Folks, they lost the first five games of the season, and then and this was on the heels of their biggest spending summer in franchise history. Mm-hmm. They stole July 1st last year. They lost five in a row out of the blocks, lost five out of six soon after, lost eight in a row, lost six in a row, lost four in a row, lost six in a row, obviously did not come close to making the playoffs. They are the team of the day.
Yeah, they were not good. They were the biggest disappointment of the season. They go out and acquire Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, Brady Shea, and you're thinking, wow, what a summer. This is a team that the year before, after some questionable playing in the season, they had a concert at Sphere U2 canceled, right? They're like, you guys aren't going. And then they won 13 in a row. And it was like, man, more teams should cancel their concert at Sphere. But when you look, and Shayna Goldman would love this. By the way, Shayna texted me this morning
as
well.
Nice, of course.
Shayna would love this because Nashville underlying numbers 2 years ago were not that great. They were a 500 hockey team if you take that 13-game winning streak. But 13 games is a significant winning streak. Gets you burgers in Milwaukee. So I don't know what it gets you. Hot chicken in Nashville. But they got in, right? They got in the playoffs. But there was some issues with that team. One was Andrew Brunette being the coach. And I'm still not sold on Andrew Brunette. And how that was his first year, and there were some struggles. Last year was a bad one for Andrew Brunette, so much so that I'm putting him as the most likely to get fired early in the season.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Brunette, he's at the top of my list. The other problem is that after a season where Yuri Saros was sixth in goals save above expectation and first in goals save above expectation, 2 years ago, Saros dropped to 49th.
Oof.
And he was given an 8-year deal. And last year, he was 51st out of 66 goalies that have played at least 15 games. So he went 6th and first to 49th and 51st. That's a problem if you're the Nashville Predators. Is UC Soros going to come back to form? Because if he doesn't, and it's year one,
you're not allowed to ask the question. I'm going to ask it to you.
Will he be able? I'm concerned.
Are you?
And I'm only concerned because I think there's a ceiling to, and a physical ceiling to certain athletes.
Okay.
Right? Injuries can come into play and they slow you down or whatnot. With UC Soros, he's 30 now. He's a smaller goalie that relies so much on athleticism. Mm-hmm. When you're 25, 26, 27, it's fine. But when you get to be 30, and now we're going to see if the size is going to affect him because the athleticism was not at the same level that it was 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, JP Dumont, good buddy, he kept saying, like, he was in Nashville for years and he kept saying, I don't think UC Soros is ever going to be the guy. He was fantastic.
Wow.
But now I think I may be falling back on JP's side and saying, I don't know if UC Soros will recover to be, he could be a top 20. Top 25 goalie, but I don't know that he'll be a top 10 or top 5.
Well, there's an awful lot in front of him that has to be significantly better. Mm. And Roman Josi at full health would be a huge step. They've, again, after adding Brady Shea last year, tweaked the defense corps yes. very much out of necessity. So we're going to see what Nick Hag can do as an even more prominent defenseman. And Nick Perbix comes from Tampa, and that could be a very quietly effective add, again, to a defense corps that started. And really, we all know the business of this and trade deadlines and expiring contracts and yes. or monetary commitments when your team may not be going the right way. Every team goes through this. But the Predators may have lost their soul, Roman Josi notwithstanding, when Matthias Ekholm went to the Oilers. It's that simple. This defense corps has not looked right since that moment. And I hope, for their sake, that they get it right with the two Knicks this year to come in and fill, whether it's three, four, five, two of those major spots here on this team.
I don't care if you are Victor Hedman, Kale McCarr, Quinn Hughes, Roman Josi. If you don't have a partner that you feel comfortable with, you're never going to be at the top of your level. And so right now I'm looking at the way that the lineup is projected for, you know, the Nashville Predator. I'm like, who's Roman Josi's partner this year?
Right.
Last year they tried Brady Shea. It didn't really work. They traded Carrier. They now traded Lauzon. They didn't really have anybody. It looks like Justin Barron may be the partner for for Roman Josi this year. I'm like, that's not Matthias Ekholm. Right? We had that conversation about Dahlin and Byram. But get somebody that's going to play consistently with Dahlin, and he's seventh in the top 20 defensemen right now, could be top five, could be a Norris candidate if you get consistency. And Roman Josi, his play dropped to a certain extent because he did not have that partner with him. They have to find that guy. But I don't think it's Hag or Perbix. I don't really love their defense, which puts a lot more.
I think I like it more than last year, though.
Yeah, I mean, last year they had Shen, and they had, it wasn't good. Like, and they were terrible in all categories. I mean, 27th in goals against, 19th in expected goals against. They were bad, and the goaltending was bad. But I just think that puts even more pressure on Josi Saros to say you got to be good because your group in front of you is not what it was 3-4 years ago.
We've talked a lot of music this week in Marty's birthday week, and that is actually largely responsible for the kind of emo-ish head-to-toe look that I'm sporting on. So we still are going to run out the music connections to some of the things we've talked about later on in the show.
There's great music connections.
Last night, I sat there and thought, this guy, MB43, just lines it up perfectly that on his birthday, we're going to be talking about Nashville as our team of the day.
Absolutely.
You and I had a pretty good run there.
In the dark. How many times did we hear that song in Nashville?
I know. I'm still paying off the debt from every tip jar that we had to fill for Fishing in the Dark that week during the draft.
I think I took 12 videos of Fishing in the Dark that weekend.
But again, the incredible part of Nashville and the talent that is aspiring or already established is that no matter where you are, you're like, wow, does that sound good?
Oh, yeah.
And we're hopeful, bruises aside, that Marty looks and sounds good today on his birthday. Much more related to that and the Predators as we continue. I don't believe Marty's signing up for Hockey Fest. He may have exceeded the age limit, but we can get all the details at Sabres.com as it pertains to that. Look, it's an all ages. See? All ages. Street Hockey Fest. I don't know. All ages might have a cutoff. But anyway.
You're playing goalie. If we're playing, you're the goalie. Ow, I'm the scorer.
My back. Sabres Fan Fest. It takes place on September 13th, and we can't wait to see you there. It's all part of, you know, just an exciting weekend as Prospects Challenge ramps up that weekend through games Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Sabres.com/HockeyFest to sign up your team today. Some special sound and a special guest when we come back on Sabres Live.